Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf.
And I'm CG Wolf.
And today we have John Koppel.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, boy.
So,
let's go.
What were you guys talking about with your algorithm being a certain way? You're talking about on Facebook. You're talking about on...
No, I'm talking about Facebook.
You are?
Yeah.
Yeah, the social media algorithm is wild because there's some shit that if you watch one video... Like, if you see two dudes getting into a fight, Facebook's like, oh, shit, let's go. And, like, they will just show you two dudes. Like, motherfuckers getting cold cocked.
I have that in my algorithm.
Yeah, and mostly...
I keep getting the fights.
I think most people that get the fights are like you, and they're like, oh, yeah, get them. And I'm watching it more in a, like, fetal position. Like, this is a nightmare. Like, oh, no, I hope he's okay. But then I have to keep watching to see what happens.
Mine was like, I think I clicked on it once. Like, you know, sometimes when I get bored, I'm at the doctor's office. I start looking at Facebook, like, because I don't fuck with it otherwise. I start looking at Facebook and, like, I'll be, that's what it gives me. It gives me fights. It gives me somebody punching somebody in the back, you know, in the face from behind or something like that. Like, they think I like to watch sucker punch fights. And then lately, I've been getting women bodybuilders.
Oh, no.
Like, jacked as shit, ripped like the Incredible Hulk bodybuilder bitches. That's what they're giving me
CG,
now.
CG, stop referring to women as bitches. It's very bro.
I mean, I think these are aggro women. I think that they might not have. Generic
term for just like what they're showing you on TV. Like, all they're showing is like bodybuilder type bitches on this show.
you know what I get
but
a lot
generic,
of?
It's generic. It's people I don't know. You know what I mean? I wouldn't say it to someone I knew.
I will get animals fighting. I'll get, look at this gorilla take on this tiger. Like, and I'm like, yeah.
Will you?
Oh, I get all kinds
I
of.
Haven't, I
don't
get
know
that.
Where the footage comes from. I don't know how they are rolling out in the savannas.
For a while, the first thing that would pop up is just like every single reel that popped up was like the first shot was a woman's ass, like a fat ass. And then because one day I must have pressed it, you know what I'm saying? And then just forever, just they were like, this dude loves fat asses. And so that's what I was getting for a while. Now it's bodybuilders. Then they were like, no, he likes bitches, but he likes real strong ones. You know what I'm saying?
Not
so
wrong. And strong women.
They're getting, I don't know if this is CGI. Have you seen bodybuilders lately? Because I'll get dude bodybuilders too. Maybe it's because like I click on the supplement ads.
Oh, yeah.
And like, yeah, so I get dude bodybuilders too. They're getting so ridiculously jacked. Like the one dude that I saw looked more jacked than like the real Incredible Hulk in the movie. Like he looked more ripped than him and bigger.
I think these dudes juice a lot. How about, have you seen this? Guys talking about gym etiquette. There's this one super jacked guy who makes comments about he shows people filming themselves in the gym and then they get into arguments and then it's just a straightforward shot of him talking to the camera. He's like, hey, don't act like this in the gym. This person's wrong. And he says really super obvious shit. But he's very captivating about it. I'm like, yeah, that dude's right.
Yeah, those dudes are dickheads.
Okay, I'm getting to the next topic. Last week, I think it was last week or the week before, I was subbing and I put on YouTube and I see, ooh, live car chase in like Pasadena, California. So I'm watching this car who I found out later had like robbed about $1,000 worth of stuff from Target. They're following him. He's like going super fast down a highway.
Not in Trump's America.
Putting a lot of people at risk. He ended up smashing into like this big garbage truck, I think, and dying from the impact. But I'm just like subbing, watching this video in front of kids, and I just like watch someone like live die.
Were you supposed to be teaching?
Well, like when you're subbing, a lot of times it's like have the students go into Google Classroom and it's high school and they're just quiet. It depends on the class, but a lot of time you're just sitting in silence. So I'm like, I'm not listening to it loud, but I like turn down the volume. But I was like, it was such a weird day to just like accidentally stumble upon watching someone die.
Yeah, like watching live. A recording. I was never the guy who could watch those recordings of people dying.
No. Like, but like, just death.
Yeah, wow. Bro. I couldn't that do shit. It. Somebody yeah. showed it to me once, like in college. I never looked at it again, dude. But like, you watched a live death.
It was so weird. I just was like looking around, and the kids were like working on their art and stuff. Like, they're just like, doo, doo, doo. So I'm like, all right, at least the environment around me is very peaceful and calm. But I just watched someone die. And like, they weren't zooming in on the person, but the people who did see it for a quick second, they were all like writing. They're like, so much blood, so much blood. And I was just like, oh my God. I have to wow. just walk out of here and act like I didn't watch someone just die. But it was
did
crazy.
Did it impact your teaching for the rest of the day?
No.
Like, kids, I want you to be grateful.
Most of the days in high school, most days, I just sit there silently, and a lot of the kids, not that they're mean, but they just don't have an interest in talking to the sub. Some days they remember me, or they're talkative, or I have to discipline them a little bit. Then there's more of a rapport. But some days, especially with honors classes in the high school, it's like they just get on their computers, do their work, do their thing.
Can yeah. we talk about Dave's Hot Chicken, please?
Sure.
Have you been to Dave's Hot Chicken yet, Koppel?
I haven't.
In Willow Grove? Oh, my God. You must go to Dave's Hot Chicken. It is succulent. The chicken tenders are from Monster Chicken. Like, I don't know how they made this chicken tender, but they are amazing. There's like, you get the dust powder on your fingers, the most delicious dust on your fingers when you eat the chicken tenders. Anyway, we went to Dave's Hot Chicken.
New sponsor? Do we have a promo code?
I think possibly this is going to, yes, this will be our new sponsor, but maybe not.
Promo code Wolf.
Once they hear what Kate did, they're not going to, you know, they may not be behind us.
All right, let me take this then. So
hot chicken is dangerous.
So we go in our
shout out to
time,
Dave's Hot Chicken.
We go in, it's our first time, and I order the freaking nuggets meal. So it's like 10 nuggets and french
it's the
fries.
Cheapest meal.
Okay, but it's also just what I wanted.
Things are going well,
but it's just also so you know. What I wanted. I wanted yeah. nuggets and fries. So and it's like
because every meal is like at least 4,500 calories. So she got the one that was like 3,000 calories.
But I also smart. Just did it. Yeah. I did it for multiple reasons. Anyway, so they go and serve us. They give us our food, and I open it. It's the wrong order, but it's like
no.
sliders.
But she's hungry, and a slider there.
I'm starving.
A slider is a full chicken sandwich. I don't know why they're calling it a slider, because it is bigger than a chicken sandwich from a different restaurant. It's two of those. And it had the extra cheese because they don't come with cheese. It had
coleslaw,
all the best shit. It was the most Dave's expensive
sauce,
meal
pickles.
At Dave's Hot Chicken.
Anyway.
And she said, fuck this.
I just started
this
eating
this is my
it.
Meal.
Because I thought they messed up the order. It's fast food. I'm just going to eat what I get.
Win
what
some,
I got.
Lose some. You won one.
Right.
Well.
Except. So I'm eating it.
Until.
He's eating his. And then the person, I see like a ruckus a little bit at the front. And I was like getting a little nervous. And then she finds me, comes with my order of the nuggets, and she's like, we gave you the wrong order. I'm going to need it back.
No. She didn't say that first. She walked up with your order, and she's like, hi. She had a smile on her face, and then she looked down at the meal, and her face dropped because half of it was gone already, the one that you ate, and she like didn't know what to do with herself. And she was like, hi, somebody ordered this one. And she was like, fuck it. And she just like left you your meal too.
And she then left you she the came one. Back. She came back to say, to discipline me and say, just so you know, I talked to the chefs or whatever. And the next time that happens, you're going to have to pay for both. And I was like,
we
I
felt
didn't.
Like such criminals. I just like nodded my head like, mm-hmm. Yes.
But this for is, me, I
like,
was
as
annoyed.
If I wasn't with her, as if I was like with the girl who was getting us in trouble.
How
I was,
about a next
you know, like,
time?
I agreed with her.
Don't now, mess did, up the order.
Did they call order number 75 and you were 75?
You get a pager.
My pager and, went off.
Your pager
and the
went off.
Yeah.
Her pager went off. I went to get her order. The girl gave it to me. I brought it back. Kate opened it. Her eyes went wide. She started salivating.
I was too hungry to return it and be like. And
it looked
like,
so.
That's a couple. Pretty weak defense.
It looked so. So fucking good, bro. Like you can't it blew our minds. Like that's what was hard. We was hungry as shit. We hadn't eaten in a while, you know, stood in
I
a
got,
long chicken line.
Is this what you said? You're like, we're so hungry.
I'm sorry, she opened
no,
it.
I explained
we're so
to her,
fucking hungry.
that I don't, I wasn't even eating carbs. So I showed her how I wasn't even eating the buns. Like, I just wanted my freaking nuggets.
What? Right, like, no, like.
I didn't eat the extra carbs.
She tried to explain that, like, she's not eating extra carbs, and therefore, why would she have ordered sliders? She doesn't even want this. She doesn't even want the buns. Why would she have done this, except if it was just their mistake?
You know what? That's why you're blowing the lady up threatened. My That's why the lady threatened to never serve you again. She's like, that explanation was way more than I wanted.
It was a 15-year-old white girl, like, who was, like, real ratchet. It was funny as shit because, like, like real hood. It was like a 15-year-old real hood white girl, and we were getting in trouble with it. It was hilarious because we walked out of there, like, with our heads hung in shame. But also with a lot of extra food.
But
Kate ate Dave's hot chicken for the next
Dave's.
3 days. She's wow. so addicted to it. The next time we come, one of her students working there, he's like, oh, my favorite sub. And then later on, she says, hey, you know, she sees him at school and he says, hey, I gave you free hot Dave's hot chicken. And then I checked my Univest and I was like, he ain't giving no free Dave's hot chicken.
Maybe he meant to and it didn't get removed because I really think he thought he did.
Gotcha. You didn't get a double order or something? Just pay for one. You just steal
Whatever.
Somebody's.
Let's move on. I didn't have this. But I'm like, moving on to the next topic.
That's a sub who's killing it. If you're a sub and kids trying to hook you up,
that's true.
You're doing a good job. Yeah. Like, she's not even a regular teacher for them.
He's a good kid.
Yeah. Every once in a while, a sub. Yeah, it's like somebody's mom or something, and that's exciting. But yeah, you usually don't give a shit about a sub.
Exactly.
So, you know about the Annabelle doll. Obviously, you're into horror movies and stuff, so you know about this, like The Conjuring and all that.
I never saw it. It's an
Annabelle movie.
It's a gap.
Do you not see horror movies anymore? Because you used to be king
see,
horror movies.
I don't see many horror movies. I didn't catch the Annabelle and all the Conjuring.
I actually didn't watch Annabelle. I can't watch many
Conjuring's
horror movies
horrifying, but Coppola would just laugh at it. He's one of those kids.
Oh
no, I like to scare myself. That's like the point of watching a horror movie. You have to get into it. Yeah, if you're not scared at all, it's like it's a waste of time. Yeah.
I still see the thing up above my like bookshelf in the middle of the night when it's real dark. So like I do not like watching those things at all because they stick in my head and whatever it is follows me home and haunts my dreams and my waking night terrors.
Yeah, same with me actually. Yeah. So Annabelle, though, the real story is based off a woman. She was a nursing student. Her mom gave her a Raggedy Ann. So in the movie, it's this really scary looking doll. In real life, it's a Raggedy Ann doll. But they started experiencing paranormal activity. The doll was moving on its own, writing notes, doing weird stuff. So then they had a seance. And
it was moving on its own like Elf on the Shelf?
Yes. The original Elf on the Shelf, yes.
So like, was it the first person who decided to do Elf on the Shelf, but he did it with a Raggedy Ann doll and tricked everybody that was paranormal?
No. Many people now have experienced weird activity with this doll. So these
many people.
The Warrens, who are featured in The Conjuring, they took in this doll and like had this occult museum in Connecticut. But
they were like
it
the exorcist
like,
people. They like go. They go to your house if you need a fucking exorcism. Or
they
like
did
your
a
house
seance.
An exorcism.
They did a whole thing. But
the movie's fucking dope.
The
Conjuring's
occult
one of the best.
Museum before.
I think they had the museum before, and then they kind of entered the picture for this Annabelle doll.
Oh, sure. They're definitely believable.
But okay, that's debatable. So they took the doll and they put it in this like tiny glass case and put sigils and crosses and blessings over it because otherwise it was just moving around the house.
Is this in real life or in The Conjuring?
In real life.
Okay.
Now someone finally has taken Annabelle out and bringing it on tour throughout the U.S., and they just brought it to New Orleans. Now it's on its way to Texas. But while in New Orleans, a nearby plantation burned down and 10 inmates in a nearby jail broke out. And some people are saying it's Annabelle.
That's like a normal Tuesday in New Orleans.
Okay.
That shit just happens.
Really?
I don't know.
Well, you were there. You lived there for 4 years,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. The news there was just wild.
Did you experience like voodoo stuff? Like what kind of magic or weirdness did you see, if any?
I didn't experience any voodoo or magic or anything.
Coppola was just down there just like fucking in a crowded bar.
Yeah.
Like he was literally. That was his type time that he was on down there.
That's what I was there for. They're still talking about me down there.
So what do you mean by like that's what you see in the news, like typical New Orleans stuff? What do you mean by that then?
Yo, New Orleans, listen, it's the best city in the country. I love New Orleans. So
the best city in the country?
It's the greatest city. It's the greatest city there is.
Isn't it kind of crummy?
There are aspects of it that are pretty broken down. Yeah. Yeah. Like, it's not a wealthy city, but it's authentic. It's soulful. It culturally, it's like a really like killer bouillabaisse of like, you know, different, like historically it has been occupied by such like a interesting mix of people. And then you feel that when you're there, because the food is so good, the music, the art. And just
what kind of music?
Oh my God.
It's like weird Cajun music.
Yeah, there's definitely some weird Cajun music, but there's a lot of jazz. It's like swinging fun jazz.
Jazz?
Yeah, man. Like this kind of jazz. You're out at the bar and there's a band there. There's like a brass band. You're having a good fucking time. Like,
I feel like jazz, just people just like lose their shit. Like people just like get wasted, gone. You know what I'm saying? If there's jazz playing at a place, uh-huh. It's just like there's nothing. You don't really want to be listening to it. You're just like, fuck this. People get
that's
fucked up in this.
No.
Oh, that's not what he's saying.
That's not what I'm saying. So there's one of my favorite bars down there is called Le Bon Temps Roulet. Okay. And I would go there on Thursday nights and the Soul Rebels played. And the Soul Rebels would play whatever was like contemporary, really popular hip hop. And like they would do, and they'd sing and shit, but they were a brass band. And it's like music that
really?
You didn't, whatever,
they do
50
dope-ass
Cent
popular?
Or whatever. Yeah. Was
that's
like
fucking
big
sweet.
At the time. You're like, I thought I liked the 50 version. This version is 1,000 times better. Cause it's like, there's so, it's like this wall of funky ass horns. And like, that's awesome. Yeah. And everyone's dancing their asses off. It's such a good time.
You just made it sound awesome.
Yeah, so it's not just that. It's, you know, it's a lot of blues and rock. The hip-hop scene down there was thriving when I was there. I'm sure it's still great. It's a lot going on.
And you said the word bouillabaisse. I think that was the word.
Yeah, it's like a food.
He knows how to
like
pronounce.
A,
he
like
knows how to pronounce
a
any
bouillon,
word. That,
like a soup of deliciousness?
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well done.
You know, you got your etouffee, you got your gumbos, you got all kinds of good shit.
I so want to go.
I always just felt like it was just all this slop in a bucket. You know what I mean? Like any sort of like jambalaya or whatever. I'm like,
no,
count me out.
No.
You would be
good.
So in.
Yeah?
Yeah, you would.
Yeah,
be.
You would be very in.
Every movie or TV show I've ever seen with like New Orleans in it, I just, yeah, it made me feel like it was a bucket of slop. But I'm down though.
I feel like
listen,
it's magic
Cabo,
there.
You're...
The Spanish moss, the whole vibe, the magic, and people say there are hidden vampire communities there and vampire nightclubs. I would love to go with a group of us.
So like, is this vampires that eat your blood and they're immortal?
I guess so.
Or is it just like people who dress up like vampires?
I'm not completely sure, but I think what people are saying is that they're real. Like they drink blood.
Whether well, no,
they're real
them
vampires,
drinking
but
blood.
They're living the life of
got
a vampire.
You. Like they
I don't
only
know.
Drink
I was
blood
trying to
no
sell
food?
New Orleans, like, and there's vampires there to drink your blood. Like, all right, Kate, take it easy, dude. There's people there that are like having a good time.
There's voodoo. I want to go to voodoo stores.
Wait,
not
do you think
do
if you
voodoo,
drink human blood, you would
it.
Get stronger? Like, you know how if you do blood doping or whatever and you fill yourself with more of your own blood, mm-hmm. you get stronger?
Probably.
Yeah, have you seen Limitless?
Like, I have seen Limitless.
Yeah, so his own blood that he had, like, kind of powered him up at some point because he was... Because
he ran out of the pills
active.
Or whatever?
I forget that scene, but some
I think I blacked out, like, halfway through that movie. Like, I was drinking pretty hard, and I was like, this movie's a shit. And then there's, like, blackness after that. Mm. So it was a long time ago. I had a problem.
I have a lot of nights like that where it's like, dude, that was a lot of fun. What happened at the end of the night? It's really bad when you
how
go
did
with
you
your,
wrap up exactly
with your neighbors. Like I woke up Sunday morning. This was a while ago. It was this past Sunday morning. I woke up and I was like, Meg, because we're like partying at our neighbor's house with our kids, obviously within walking distance, but with our kids.
Right.
I'm like, yo, what? Like, did we say what happened at the end? Like, what was it all good? She's like, I don't know. I'm like, wow, you too. Okay, let's go.
A lot of the time, like, Kate, did I brush my teeth? That's true. Like, it's like the very end wrap up. No, because if I accidentally don't brush my teeth, I brush them in the morning. But usually I brush them before bed.
Otherwise, you won't brush your teeth in the morning?
No, I only do it before bed. I think your gums get eaten away if you do it too much. I don't believe in the two a day. I believe in one a day.
What the fuck?
It's just my thing, man.
All right. Because do you want to take fluoride out of the water,
tender,
too?
You'll get tender gums. Like, I'll get tender gums if I do it twice a day.
I think a dentist would tell you, I don't know.
A dentist. I think you got to experiment on yourself and then see, like, my teeth are pretty white. So I think the brushing once, you know what I'm saying? So I think it's working.
You forgot your ring again.
My ring? Oh, every time. Sorry, baby. It's on the table.
You
want me to take the camera to the table and show
you where it is? No, you can just go get it.
Because I'm married?
You bum me out.
No, we're not doing an intermission again, baby.
I'm doing. You guys talk your fun.
Okay, go get it.
All right.
You sure? I love how that one boob thing's going on right now. Jesus. Baby, I do. I love it. It's a great shirt. She's wearing like, audience, she's wearing like a kind of like Tarzan looking shirt. Like, it's just got one shoulder strap and then the other one's not. And so there's like one boob that's really like out and about. And I'm appreciating it. That's all.
The other thing in my algorithm lately is that I've like Facebook's decided I want to see everything Louis C.K. ever says, which I'm really not mad at. That dude rules.
Thanks, baby.
Oh, you got your ring back. That makes me happy. All right, Kate.
We can continue now? The fat asses in my algorithm, like, that's going to cause marriage problems. Like, Kate's like, yo, why is there a fat ass in every one of these reels? And I'm like, I don't really look at Facebook. I don't know. Like,
no, people are going to think you don't love me if you're not wearing your wedding ring. You know how many, there are videos on TikTok where the woman shows her husband's ring, like, left at home. And she's like, well, I guess we're not wearing our wedding rings today.
Baby, I'm a welder now, and I use an electric current to
melt
steel. And so a lot of the time now I can't wear a ring because it will send an electric current through my body.
Not today.
Yeah.
There's a lot of insecurity here.
So wait, where were we at before she pointed out my... Where were we at, Koppel? Do you remember?
The silent treatment.
No. We were on, you know, end of the night, wrapping up a drunk night.
Oh, my God. So I just today saw my neighbor who had us over. I was like, man, that was a really good time. I got a little bit inebriated, but like, hopefully. And he was like, oh, no, it was good. We had a great time. You were dancing. I was like, no shit. You don't say.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, man.
Oh, when like a cool, wealthy Jewish man, adult male with a family, is dancing at a party.
That's probably what they were saying the next day. Like, how was my night? Well, a wealthy Jewish adult man came over
with a family and he was dancing his ass off. So yeah, it was a pretty good fucking party.
Made a count.
That's great, dude. Yeah. That's great.
All right, Kate, what do you got?
Yeah, no, mine's usually because usually I'm at home. You know, I'm just hanging out with Kate or watching movies and stuff like that. So it'll just be like, did I turn the oven off? Or it's like, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, so you're not too worried about saying the wrong thing. She doesn't get offended too easy. Don't worry about it.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Okay.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Should GLP-1 weight loss medication like Wegovy and Zepbound cost thousands of dollars? We don't think so. Try LifeMD.com helps provide insurance access to the leading GLP-1 medications. Visit TryLifeMD.com and check your eligibility for GLP-1 medication with copays as low as $0. Listen to Bridget's story after losing 55 pounds and using her insurance for coverage.
LifeMD helped me get covered with my insurance. Finding out that it was covered was huge. I've lost 55 pounds. I am so much healthier now that I've lost the weight. I would never be able to do it without them.
Get started today and check your eligibility for GLP-1 medication with copays as low as $0 at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
A Russian teacher was caught watching porn on his computer while teaching physics to a group of 13 and 14-year-old students. It's horrible.
Well, hold on.
He quit. He didn't even get fired. He quit because he was just like,
I quit. Fuck this. Fuck this place. We'll go home and watch pornography. That's not a good Russian accent.
No, it's not
that
good,
was the
Dimitri.
Best I could do.
Dude, the porn is just too plentiful. I don't know. Maybe the world was in a better place when we really had to search for it and be appreciative for what we had. Because now it's like at any fucking moment, people take your eyes off you like for 5 seconds. I'm like, man, I should look at some porn.
Bro, I can't really like, I can't, it's hard for me to look at these days. Like, you know, sometimes Kate has a headache, something like that. Maybe, you know.
Because I'm exhausted from staring at fat asses on Facebook. I'm like, I don't even have the energy for porn anymore.
So, you know, on a day like that, like I might, and if I ran out of stuff in the spank bank, I might need to turn on some porn. And like, everybody's like jackhammering the shit out of people now. Like, I don't see one. Do I have an algorithm for that? Do they give you an algorithm for that? They think I like seeing somebody, like, pounded it through the fucking floor?
Probably,
I can't, and I'm sickened with myself afterwards. I'm sickened.
Yeah, that's a real
thing. I'm just like, that is such an abusive relationship that those two people have.
Yeah.
Because I feel like a lot of the time it's like a boyfriend and a girlfriend.
Yeah, because they're like frequent collaborators.
And the boyfriend's like, I'm going to slam that ass into the carpet. You know what I mean? Or like, whatever. But like,
yeah.
It's getting gross out there.
It is.
People are fucking spazzing the fuck out. Mm-hmm. I like sweet, slow lovemaking.
You put that into the search.
No, that's what I like to do. I don't know if I want to watch someone do sweet, slow lovemaking. That's like interrupting their relationship. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like that's like
you see, it's
I'm
funny.
Intruding on like a love, on love. You know?
Oh my
like,
God! If you watch a video and they kiss for more than like 3 seconds, you're like,
I'm like,
yikes,
oh, they're
I don't
in
know
love.
If I'm supposed
like,
to see this?
Yeah, like they're in love. Like this isn't people aren't supposed like, to watch. Yeah.
They really let me in behind the curtain.
No, I prefer to watch. Usually a bit of connection if I do watch.
Do
which
you?
Is rare.
I like it to just be like a dirty whore. It's just like, all right, I can watch this. I can't intrude on like a real
when
couple.
The girl's in like reverse cowgirl, like very hard for her to orgasm in that position. I'm like, I
is
don't
it? No, I don't know. Is that a hard
it's
position?
It's a man's world. I'm like, yep, that's a good position.
Yeah, for a man, but I feel like for most women, I think, maybe I'm wrong. There are other positions rather than reverse cowgirl.
I'm sensitive.
What's the best
because
position?
I like a good narrative. Ooh,
I'm
but
not
that's
doing
good...
that. I'm not doing that.
Okay.
One.
But a good narrative is important. Like, I like if it's like, you know, if it's, I don't know
Bro,
if I like a
too
boss.
Fucked up. They're getting too fucked up right now. Like, if it's a narrative, it's like, hey, stepdad, mom stepped out for a second. I'm going to wear my skimpy bikini. And I'm like, what the fuck? Why has it got to be your stepdad? What are we doing right now?
It's kind of like if you're watching TV and all the commercials are for like erectile dysfunction pills and shit. And like, am I watching old people stuff? When you, if that's the porn, like, wait a second. Is this what sad stepdads are watching? Because like, that's not me. All right. Kate's super comfortable with this.
I'm moving on.
Yes,
ma'am. I mean, I chose, it's a bad topic. Like, yeah. I chose it, but then it's
yeah,
like.
Yeah, Kate, you're a perv.
It's, yeah, okay. So I'm sure you've heard about this, Koppel. I know you did, CG. But in PA, I think it was Delco, a woman defecated on a car's hood during a road rage incident.
Oh, yeah, that Jones on tape. Have you seen it?
The Delco pooper.
So fast. She shit, dude, instant. She was like, you know what I'm going to do? Shit instantly on the hood of your car. I don't know how she fucking did that. Unless she was about to shit her pants on her drive home.
She was quoted after saying, it was a clean poop. I didn't even have to wipe. Like she was bragging about how clean
I thought, wasn't it like
a sick
wasn't
bitch.
It slop? Wasn't it like complete slop? I kind of thought
didn't
it was.
Watch, I couldn't watch that part
wasn't
of the
Wasn't it slop?
I was pretty sure it was like.
I heard it was diarrhea. And
yeah,
then you
yeah.
Said
I kind of
saw
thought
diarrhea.
It...
So I'm not sure why she's trying to say. Because my people might have been like, "Did you just put your pants right back on or your skirt?" I think she like, was like, "It was clean."
There
I didn't
is
even need
no
wipe.
Way that was clean.
Yeah.
It was soup, bro.
Yeah. Anybody with any dignity, like, has never actually not wiped. Like, even if you didn't have to, you did. All right.
Well, no, I picked up on the wrong part.
No, you don't know you don't need to until the first wipe. Yeah. And then you're like, oh, I didn't even fucking need to do this. Sweet.
I haven't
Those are a good day when that happens,
is a good day.
I'm so healthy. Like, I'm a specimen. You know what I mean? When it's like completely clean.
I haven't seen the video of the poop. I saw the video of her getting arrested, and she did not feel. At first, I thought I was watching the wrong video because someone posted something about like the Delco pooper. I'm like, she seems to be walking away way too confidently to be. I'm like, no, she's feeling herself. She's like, you imagine if you got arrested for pooping in public.
She was like, yeah, bitch.
Like, yeah, she was like really confident and self-assured. I was kind of proud in a weird way.
Yeah, good for her.
When we moved into our new house here, down the street, I was alarmed because right near Dunkin' Donuts, I saw a fat white guy lean against the wall. Like, he put his back against the wall and just shit. Like, he just looked, you know, his back was against the wall. He was standing straight up and his legs were a little bit bent.
Well, that's how you do it like a gentleman.
And his shorts were down and he shit. And I think it was on the side of the Dunkin' Donuts. Like, broad daylight. I was watching. I was like, what? Like, my whole head turned around. And then... And then, you know, soon after at the Rite Aid, I parked and then like I went to get out of my driver's side and there was just the hugest human shit. Just like I almost stepped in it. So like I drive to a different spot. But like we got some street shitters around here.
Wow.
People taking shit on the streets because they don't got no toilet.
Damn, that's hard times.
It's weird because you'll have like a nice block and then like a block where somebody takes a shit on the street. So it's a mix. You got a good mixture.
Yeah. Well, let's listen. You don't want to have a neighborhood where nobody takes a shit in public. No flavor at all.
Do you think Ambler has some streets where people have taken shits on it?
No, absolutely not.
Totally. There's a lot of bars there. There's a lot of bars there.
But to take a shit in public they close in Ambler? I'm sure it's happened.
No, like there's alleys.
Oh, the Ambler that we grew up near. There was a lot of, there was a lot of shit in public happened, but then.
But lately you're saying because it got nicer? Now
there's I think if there are bars that like people stay till closing time at 2, there might be, somebody might shit in an alley. Like it just, no matter how nice it is around there, if that's they're closing out the bar, it could happen.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. It's a wild world out there. People get after it, man.
They sure do.
Fucking black it out.
And in a similar neighborhood out there where CG used to work at FedEx, did you hear about this couple? What happened?
No.
At the FedEx in Fort Washington? So a woman shot her husband in the head while he was in bed, drove to her son's workplace, which is that FedEx, tried to get into the warehouse. They weren't letting her in. Thank God. And then she was like calling her son like frantically, come out to the car. He comes out to the car. She holds a gun to his head. He wrestles the gun out of her hands. She drives off and then they find her body a little over an hour later in a river nearby, dead.
This was near here?
Yeah, this was like last week.
It was at the warehouse I used to work at.
Holy shit.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
And then like, but she's there. Yeah. She gets the gun wrestled away from her and then she's found dead an hour later. Like in a river. So she must have drove like straight to a. Sorry. I find this part a little humorous because of how quick she jumped in a river.
Well,
it's not humorous.
Yeah. Is no. It?
I'm sorry.
I mean, she was in a homicidal rage. This isn't somebody that's in her right mind. No, like, she's trying to kill people in public, so.
This could have been, like, but they didn't. All right, so what's real fucked up about the story is that, like, at the FedEx warehouse, they're just thinking, like, there's kind of a loony lady there. Like, she's running around outside kind of, like, talking shit and stuff like that. And then she calls her son. Like, they're thinking she's just
and
nuts.
They're like, yo, get
they
your mom
find out
under
later
control.
That she has, you know, had a gun and just murdered someone. So it was like that could have been a shooter situation. Like that could have been a
active shooter.
Yeah.
She was so an active shooter. Kind of.
And like we practiced, we would practice in there in case there was one. Like because it's, I guess, a big facility with a lot of people, so you need to know what to do or whatever. Yeah. So, I thought that was pretty fucked up.
It was crazy.
Yeah, that is fucking nuts.
But like,
do you know
anything?
And
he knows the dude. He knows the dude who wrestled
the gun
away.
Real nice kid.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Damn.
Really was.
That's Do you horrible. Know anything about what happened? What kind of... Dude, I mean, she clearly snapped. I'm not saying, like, let's hear her side of the story.
It was the day after Mother's Day, which makes me think...
That they fucked up Mother's Day.
Like, heavy. You know what I'm saying? Like, you didn't it wasn't just a little fuck up, like...
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you. Dude, Mother's Day is... My wife lost her shit on Mother's Day because my kids were being shitty and she freaked at them. And whenever like mom freaks, they all look at me and I'm like, you know, because I'll usually
You're like, I can't do anything about this. She's the stronger person. What are you looking like?
Sometimes I'll give a look like mom's being crazy. And then sometimes I give a look like she's fucking
like
right.
She's going to fuck all of us up.
Yeah.
Like do not say anything.
Yeah. 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 It's interesting. But like, no, they whoo.
Yeah, no, because like if me and Kate had a kid and then she got husky on him, like, and they looked for my help, like, I can't help in that. If she gets husky on me, like, I lose.
Husky?
She gets husky on me. Her personality. She makes her personality husky.
Yeah.
And her will is so much stronger than my will.
Yeah,
my physical body, is much stronger than hers, but her will is so much more powerful.
That's such a good way to put it. Yeah, because that's the thing with women. That's how they can control us despite us being physically...
Bro, it makes me think like Dune and shit and the voice is real. Like real like... Like if you can... How is this woman stronger than me and beats me in all our arguments? You know what I'm saying? Like there's a power there. There's a magic.
I do not beat you in all of our arguments. You're exaggerating.
I'm very logical. I'm very logical. Verbal okay, fighter. And so if you're not being logical, I may be able to squeak out a win. But usually I get abused.
It's hard to
No, not in like a bad way. Like maybe I need to be abused.
Right.
Or whatever. Like, but
it's hard to muster the will to give a shit. So many arguments I'll go into it thinking that I care and I'm like, no, this is why you're wrong. And then things go up a level. I'm like, oh, whatever, fine. Like,
It's all good.
Yeah,
I don't even want that last fucking shrimp cocktail. Like
whatever it is, like, shit, I thought I cared. It turns out.
Right. I don't give a shit on that level. No, that's the thing, though. They'll take you to a level that you weren't prepared to be at.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, my God. Like, how did we get here? You know what I'm saying? Like, and then you instantly bow out.
Yeah. But not only that, but I bow out feeling like I was wrong in the first place. Like, how the fuck can you say that? Because I'm like, no, you're right. You're totally right. I don't know why I would say that.
Yeah, dude, if she turns it up to the next level,
no.
I'm fucking out, bro. I'm doing everything I can to backpedal and get out of that.
And so, my wife's one of the normal ones, too, so I don't know what some people are dealing with. But, like, yeah, sometimes if you get her turned up, forget it.
Mm-hmm.
He's being generous. He doesn't usually concede to me. That's how I feel.
Listen, I believe Siege.
I think in a healthy relationship, you need to have, like, an adversary that almost equals you. You know what I'm saying? Because you sharpen each other then.
Yeah.
Exactly.
There needs to be respect, like a mutual respect.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like you could, I know that she could ruin my life if she wanted to. And I'm pretty damn sure about just by being really mean, like a really scary presence in my home. You know what I mean? Like I get from home from work and there's just like darkness from her. Like there's not even talking anymore. There's just darkness in my home.
And
is
I
now
sit
become
in
dark
room, so it's even scarier.
A dark, cold place.
Just lurking.
It's like work just
the
became
shadows.
The safe place in my life. And when that happens, you're like, oh, you know, so like, if she can do that, that's power.
It's interesting.
Thanks, baby. That's so sweet. I love your compliments.
No, it's only when I'm
it's a good domestic
it's
situation.
It's only when I'm a horrible person. Like, right. I'm not saying that it's like she does it and she's wrong. Like, she's just, I'm saying you're powerful when you need
to be. You're a bit of a buffalo. You can be a bit of a buffalo with your energy.
I tried to get her to sleep with me the whole night in bed last night.
And then, listen to what happens. This is why I don't sleep in the bed, same bed, very often. Because first time I got a knee in the middle of my butt. Okay, like ouch, like a knee.
And I got a husky knee, bro.
I like, tried to sleep through it. I tried to sleep through it, and then like 30 minutes to an hour later, I got like the Rock's elbow in my back.
The people's elbow.
The people's elbow, and that's
there were
I
no
said,
people
going,
to watch, but if there were, they would have cheered.
Losing their minds.
Like, oh, they're walking now!
And You can smell.
So I went to my bed, so I was no longer injured.
Yeah. That's sweet, but he wanted
her jabroni ass went to her own bed. That's sorry, baby. That's what The Rock says.
I know. I'm aware.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm surrounded by women in my house, and like Megan, my wife, is the one that I'm scared of. And that's not true because I'm definitely scared of Jules too. Because
she can turn it up.
Yeah, she can turn it up. But like Charlotte's 13, and like sometimes, you know, it's just the hormones and whatnot. Sometimes she'll like get mean for a second, and then I have to like, you make the decision. Because it's not like a worthy adversary. It's like, I could destroy you completely.
It's like, do I destroy this child right now and show her who runs
this
household?
It's like, you're giving me shit, but I can just ruin you. And it's like, nah, I'm like, okay, honey. You know, when they say something mean. It's interesting, the whole
always life. Or sometimes do you crush your will to live because you need to show who's boss?
There was one time I was telling Meg earlier because she kept correcting me on the same point. And I was like, you know what? You're 12 years old. You don't know shit. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Do you understand that? That like I'm just tolerating you right now because everything you're saying is nonsense. You know that, right? It's, you feel less guilty saying that when you've been like driving them around all day and you're like doing a thousand
annoying
things.
Yeah, and annoying.
Yeah, and they're. You ask them like, oh, was that fun? And they're like, oh, God. And they're just annoyed with you the whole time. And you're like, what did I do other than be a saint? And then you eventually snap. And it's like, you know. Yeah.
They don't really understand, like, you know, good things and that they have it good until they grow up and become a slave at their job. And then once you're a slave at a job, then everything is awesome. Just being able to drive and be free on a Saturday, drive to the fucking store.
You can't tell them that because you want them to love life. So you're like, listen, someday you're going to be an adult. You're going to work someplace where everyone respects you and you enjoy and you feel.
You're like, life's not a living hell. Life doesn't become a living hell for every adult over 30 years old. Yeah, no, you're going to do great. You're going to love it.
Listen,
do I look happy to you? I look happy, right?
Sure am, right? Right?
Adults look happy to you, right? Just as happy as kids.
It's like all day is recess.
It's so fucked
all
up.
Day is recess. So
this world is so fucking backward. But you can't. I wondered why no one told me when I was a kid, and it's because they couldn't shatter my hopes and dreams. You know what I mean? So no one's allowed to tell anyone.
I'll be honest. I like my life a lot.
Listen,
but a lot of it is me talking myself into liking it. So you're not wrong.
No, I'm totally into it now. Like it's a game. Like there's hard shit in a fun game, in a video game or whatever. But then you get awesome prizes. You get like the best sword. You get you level up your shield and your attack, and then your stealth. Anyway,
your stealth.
And I really enjoy that part of life. I feel like I'm leveling up in every different way as I find new things. Yeah.
I like the way that you just characterize that, like a video game where you level up. Because sometimes I think along those lines, like NBA Jam or whatever, where it's like instead of your agility and your dunking ability, it's like you think like, all right, I think maybe my intellect is at like in 7.5 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
But like the people skills are maybe at like a 9.
Right.
And like you try to like, as you said, level up.
Definitely, bro.
Bring all your shit to the table.
I want all my shit up at 9s, bro. Like, I want to be across the board 9s. And I think you figure, you know, you get deeper and deeper. I think there's like, it was made this way by whoever fucking made it. Aliens or no one or God or the gods. Universe. I don't know. But whoever made it, I think that's part of the fucking thing. It's like you're supposed to be leveling up. It's supposed to be a fucking game here. Maybe we're fucking universal beings and we come down here to level ourselves up because it's hard down here and you got to scrap for everything. I don't know.
Sometimes
and now I'm going off.
The metaphor that I was thinking the other day was that like I'm not as smart as I wish I was, but I've got like a good amount of energy and I'm curious and whatever. So I'm almost like a car that tops out at 70 miles per hour, but I get like really good gas mileage and like, you know, I don't know if that.
I like it. I like it. Yeah. I am now in school because I'm an apprentice and now I have college courses that I'm taking with these young people. And I forgot that I was smart as fuck. And so it's a good time. So I'm like, I feel like I'm leveling up again because I haven't used my brain in like 25 years, like at all. And so it's a good time. I'm leveling up that way now.
That's fun.
Or getting it back because I was at a high level. So it's like get back to that level. Yeah.
Being in a school scenario, paying attention for hours on end, that shit is exhausting.
Bro, and I'm so like grateful for it now. That I used to be good at school, but I just, there was nothing else to do. So I'd look at the teacher and listen and I'd remember shit. I was good at that, right? But now I'm like into it, like trying to be focused the whole time and trying to be on point. And so it's a whole different like ball game. Cause now I'm like, I know that like when you're in school, someone is doing a lot of work to teach you shit. Like there's this whole system and all these books put together to just teach you shit. And you can just sit back and absorb it. Like, cause they're doing it for free. Like they give us the shit for free. So now I'm like so grateful for it. I'm like in my zone.
My man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that.
Proud of you.
Sorry. I definitely made this comedy podcast not funny at all. So maybe we can move on. Thank you.
Yeah.
Because I think it's beautiful too. Because being an adult is hard. It is tiring. Learning new things can feel like you're walking through, what do you call that? Quicksand. Even though you can't really walk through quicksand.
I thought you were going to say Mordor.
That too.
Quicksand. When you were younger, we're all, because
you can't walk through quicksand.
Yeah, you
can't. Didn't you think you were going to take a few steps, but then you're at least once?
Yeah, like, it was in so much shit.
It was in
kids,
so
man.
Much shit. And I was like, dude, when the day comes and I got the quicksand, I'm sure I'm going to lose at least one or two friends to quicksand. And I just,
like, someone dies. Like, there will be some casualties if there's some quicksand, pretty much.
Was
like,
it a train?
Sounds like
what
the worst
it?
Death. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Never ending story. Yeah.
That'd be fucking horrible, yo. You just fucking
losing someone in slow motion.
Just your fingers, just the fingers sticking out of the quicksand. It's in every movie that traumatized me ever made.
Yeah. I did lose a couple family members to quicksand, but no friends.
Like, where is this? I feel like it's a lot less intense than everybody says. Like, you don't really sink all the way down into it. Like, maybe you sink and like your shoe comes off.
You're being fucking insensitive is what you're being. Because with quicksand, when you're immersed in the quicksand and it's like a slow, terrifying way to go. It's horrible.
Can somebody help me?
Especially when you're
like,
watching.
Where are you?
Go?
Are you near like hippos? Like, what the fuck?
Should we make a movie called The Quicksand Pit? And it's about like someone who owns like a forest and makes hidden quicksands, and they lure people into it and watch people slowly die in the quicksand.
And they're like, "It wasn't my fault. They walked into my forest. Like, I didn't know they were." It's not a murder.
Is it a super old couple that's like, "No, you can rent here for a little while."
Sure,
sounds
you can
good.
Stay in the shed. We have a little lodge in the back. We can make you breakfast in the morning when you wake up. If you wake up.
Wait, the skeleton cave. What was that?
nothing. You're going to be very comfortable up there.
The skeleton cave.
We're
going to
put some extra pillows in there for you. I got some fresh honey jar. Fresh honey for your tea. Sorry, I'm done.
The skeleton key had an old couple. I don't know if either of you saw that, but they had an old couple that ended up being the bad guys.
Have you seen the movie X?
No.
X has an old couple that's like, that movie fucking rules.
Really?
That's X? A good flick. Yeah, it's a horror flick.
I haven't even heard of it.
No, we haven't.
It came out just
none,
a
dude.
Couple years ago. Oh. So it takes place in the 70s, and it's this crew that's going to, they rent a house in Texas, and they're making a porno. Like, you know, just because, like, as you would do, like, low budget, whatever, and the old couple they rent from, you know.
They're
not
Christians?
I don't want to say too much.
Are they Christians?
Oh, well, maybe.
And so they don't like
it
that?
It is Texas.
Oh.
Oh. She got it. That light bulb went off.
Ew. I feel like Texas is a place where, you know, some Christians or Catholics might kill some porn stars, or amateur porn stars especially, just from what I've heard.
As opposed to professional porn
stars? Shot him in the legs for Jesus.
I feel like professional porn stars are more protected. They might even have a union or something. Yeah. I don't know.
In the 70s? No, as opposed to ones that are just doing it on their phones.
I don't know.
Yeah. No,
I would think, well, no, I actually, because I do have a friend who's a porn star, Lisa Ann, and she was not treated right. And she was about as professional as you could get.
She was the biggest name in porn.
And she still wasn't treated right.
When she came on the podcast.
She's great, and she's funny. Yeah.
I was very intimidated. She was like a legit TV radio personality. You know what I'm saying?
Are you
like
intimidated when John comes over?
Fucking yes, real. In the same exact way. We both have portrayed Sarah Palin.
You'd kill it.
I would. Yeah, I could do the Alaska. Does she get the Alaskan accent when she was portraying Palin?
I don't know.
Nailin' Palin?
Was yeah, that not sure. Think, yeah, Nailin' Palin. Was.
But now, have you seen the movie Couple? Her. It's a feel-good comedy called Snack Shack.
No.
It's that? On Prime. It's pretty dope. That's all I say. And I just watched an old Timothy Chalamet movie. Like, I guess it's 2018, but like it's about like him being a drug dealer. It's fucking sweet.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. It's called Snack Shack?
That one's not Snack Shack. I forget what that one's called.
So who's the drug dealer? Summer, Snack Shack?
Heat of the Summer? Summer of Hotness?
Something, not Summer of Hotness.
Summer. Okay. I don't remember.
Waves of the Summer. Something about name. Hot good, and though. Something about summer. And I thought it was pretty fucking sweet, dude. All
right.
I mean, he started getting mad roles right after
Timothy
that,
Chalamet is definitely having his heyday. He's a great actor. He's dating Kylie Jenner. A definite babe.
I like that
he's one of
pulling,
the hit actors.
No, but he's pulling chicks that have had huge black penises. And he's still like doing good. Do you think he's got a big penis?
I thought about this a lot.
I always wonder who's packing and who's not.
Really?
Yeah, like I just like are there some people who seem like their dick would be super small and they just got a massive rock? And if we walked around all with no pants, they'd be a completely different creature. You'd take them so much more seriously. That I wonder about these things.
Do you think that big dick energy is real?
Yeah.
Like if you really have a big dick and I think everyone I've ever seen in a locker room with a big dick has a lot of confidence.
Well, is that because they're in a locker room with their pants off?
No, like I've known them outside of the locker room to have oozing with confidence.
Okay.
And they're not just because, it's not just because like you saw their huge dick.
Cockadence. Sorry.
It's a professional comedian right here.
Mean.
Cockadence. It's the new word. We're going to call it cockadence.
You're so mean.
Sorry, baby.
All right. Well, we're going to wrap this up. Koppel, is there a place where you want people to find you other than Instagram at peaks_podcast?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's a great place to find me.
You're not very active on it, but
I'm not that active, but, you know, try to stir me. No, that's it. That's it. And you can find me here.
Yeah. And hell CG, you're at cg.wolf on Instagram. What's your TikTok?
I forget, Holmes.
You
forget.
You haven't put out a TikTok in a bit. For me,
cg.wolf.
CG and I are both going to be doing stand-up at the Fort Washington Swim Club.
Yeah, boy.
July 12th. It's a Saturday. I think it's going to be at 8. And you do not have to be a member to come. And you can follow me at the Kate Wolf TikTok, Instagram, and thank you everybody for listening. Thank you, Koppel, for coming on.
Thank you guys. This was great.
Rocking out with our cockins out.
Cockadence.
Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from United Healthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from United Healthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a United Healthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about United Healthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.